Ladies and gentlemen, children with strong stomachs, welcome to the Mind Theater. As always, here with us, you may find yourselves sometimes shocked and revolted, stunned in sheer surprise by the monstrosities we aspire to put on the air. Do not panic. Although we have had a few premature childbirths and one heart attack among our audience members, we believe these events are coincidental and are confident this will stand up in court. The Mind Theater's first presentation is Frankenstein, Doggy Style! We take you now to the Chicago laboratory of Dr. Frankenstein and his faithful assistant, Igor. And, to say the least, there's a new baby in the house.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Igor! We've done it! We've created a monster.
Yes! Yes, Master!
I cannot believe my experiment worked, Igor. It's amazing. Electricity, genetic alterations, a minimum of robotic implants to control the beast, even some of your own DNA, Igor, treated with lysergic acid dithalamide that we ourselves synthesized. Look at the screen before you, Igor. This is the genetic makeup of our monster.
Jesus, Master! It isn't even a double helix anymore!
I have taught you well, Igor, but alas, your DNA never formed double helix. That's why you're such a freak. And who can fathom what the LSD will do to that, huh?
But, Master, are you sure some of that stuff didn't get into the vodka?
No, Igor, I'm not sure at all. That's the beauty. This creature, this monstrosity, how can we even be sure it's there at all? It could be just a figment of our insane imaginations, Igor.
But it's so real, Master! I wonder if I touched it.
Igor, you fool. There's nothing to be afraid of. The monster is under our complete control. Remember B.F. Skinner? Watch.
The electric crown of thorns. Nice touch. He's ours. He's ours.
Monster? It seems we've lost the monster. This is serious. The comedy turns tragic so suddenly our creation is loose.
Oh no, we're gonna die. Stuff like this always happens when we start singing show tunes. Remember when we got 86 from that bar in Montreal?
This is no time for reminiscing. What are we gonna do? Certainly that thing can't be safe out on the streets. We've got to alert them. We've got to alert the authorities without telling them we made the monster. Igor, get the police on the phone.
This is the sounding of the trumpeter's horn. All we knew before has been forsworn. Let the city be warned. The monster is born.
Often is the time when carelessness results in dire consequences, when an experiment simply goes wrong. In the mixing of an alchemist's brew, one drop here, one drop there, it's always easy to put in just a little too much, and the whole thing turns out to be one bad trip. Observe as Dr. Frankenstein and his faithful sex toy Igor try to separate the true mortal threat from the paranoid delusions as our chilling story continues.
Igor, get down off that table. It was just a mouse. Get your shit together and call the cops. There's a monster on the loose.
But Master, he's gonna get me. He's gonna get me.
Get your ass off that table, Igor.
I'm down. Don't get pushy.
Now here, call the cops.
Police emergency line. What do you want? It's a busy night.
I'd like to report a monster sighting.
A what?
That's right. There's a monster running around the north side. He looks dangerous. We didn't want anyone to get hurt.
Describe this monster.
Oh, he's big, green, got bolts in his neck, like in the movies.
You mean to tell me you've seen a real monster on the streets of our city?
Yes, it's horrible. I couldn't believe my eyes.
Sir, have you ingested any illicit substances today?
No.
You certainly don't sound like the voice of sobriety, Monster Boy. Would you mind if we traced your number and sent someone over to ask you some questions?
No. I mean, yes.
Yes, you let us. Thank you, sir. You've been very helpful.
What is it, Igor? What did they say?
I don't know. I think they're sending an officer over to ask us more questions.
What? Oh, no, Ego, you stupid mongrel. Now we've got to hide the drugs, unplug the burners, hide the test tubes and flasks, the elixir, hide everything. He's here. It's the cop. Oh,
unlock the door, Ego. Wait, something because the door is locked. You think he can hear me? Am I just paranoid? Oh,
God, Ego, we're going to get busted.
You have the right to remain silent.
A scientist's intuition, I suppose. It's a pleasure to meet you, Dr. Frankenstein. Not many men see fit to wear a laboratory coat as an everyday item. How else might you deviate from the norm, Dr. Frankenstein?
I'm hiding nothing, and the coat I'm a painter too, you see, often...
Shut up, you imbecile! Do you think I'm impressed by your artistic sensibilities? I'm gonna lay down the law around here.
Igor, is this some kind of joke? Did you accidentally dial that phone sex number I caught you calling?
Oh, this is no joke, Doctor. I am as real as your erection. And I am an active officer of the Deviants Control Center Narcotics Department.
I can't believe this. Maybe the vodka was tainted.
Shut up, freak. You're an accomplice to all this, and you know it. When I say jump, you jump.
I'm jumping.
What's your name, anyway? And do you have a badge or something?
That's not important, Dr. Curiosity. You know what killed the cat now, don't you?
You know about the monster? It hasn't hurt anybody, has it?
Oh, I know about the monster, all right. It's in your head, Dr. Frankenstein. And I'm not going to let you poison the minds of this great country's young people. I'm going to lay down the law.
I'm going to lay down the law.
We're going to get busted if she lays down the law.
You better believe it. It's time to forget about your chemical tricks. It's the original sin, and you just can't fix it when the apple is eaten and the core is exposed. God comes to bust you and the case is closed. Give me some backup.
We're gonna lay down the law.
I think we've been busted.
We're gonna lay down the law.
Pinch me, I'm dreaming.
You're not dreaming. You're
lay,
lay, lay, lay down the law.
Treat it unfairly.
You're gonna lay,
lay,
lay, lay down the law.
I just can't believe it.
Being is believing, you should know that by now. Step out of line, too many times the pistol goes pow. Oh.
Stupid, you shot the light out. You let them escape. Quick, we've got to find them.
Wait, can we finish the song first?
Let's do it.
We're gonna lay.
Observers, behold the break in our story at this moment. Busted by the dominatrix officer, ma'am, Frankenstein and Igor manage to escape in the darkness. As I speak, the daring duo are handcuffed together and wandering the streets of Chicago. Not safe. Add to that the fact that they are wanted by the kinkiest division of the Deviants Control Center. Now that could be good or bad. But what of the monster? The beast around which our entire story revolves. Where is he now? To what stinking sewer or garbage-filled back alley has the creature gone for refuge?
1996 Windy City Conservatives Cocktail!
Oh, this is great! Halloween night! I knew we should have made it a costume party. We always have to be so conservative. Come on in, old boy. Hey, great Frankenstein costume. Have a drink.
Is that you, Roger?
Of course it is. Who else could it be? Now we know what took you so long, old buddy. That costume's a humdinger.
Thanks.
Roger, where's Pam? I thought she was coming.
Pam?
Pam, your wife? My best friend?
Oh, of course. I was just testing you. She didn't feel very well tonight. She decided to stay home. Do you have a phone?
Do we have a phone? This guy's a riot. Same old Roger. Busy, busy. He was taking phone calls at his own wedding, for crying out loud. Phone's in the kitchen, pal. I love that guy. Always knows how to loosen up a party.
Now, what strange scene is this? The monster, hideous as he is, managing to dupe a room full of people? Perhaps the beast is truly intelligent and has learned to try blending in with the city's population. But that is of little concern now. The monster is about to be discovered.
Welcome! Wait, Roger? Pam? But I thought... Hey, you're not Roger. This is Roger. He's not sick, are you, Pam? I think you'd better identify yourself, mister, before I call the authorities. You're not going anywhere, buddy. Mask.
It's Nervous!
A second look to feel you're in a comic book. Who is the freak? Who is the freak? Ain't it a riot? He came to society. Who is the freak? Who is the freak? It's taken something pretty queer to give me such a rational fear. Who is the freak? Should we shake the hand of fate and seek to exterminate? Who could dare to be so smug as to walk into a party with such a mug? This misfit, he must be a thug. This is why we quit the drug. Who is the freak?
Who is the freak?
It's taking something pretty queer.
You give me such irrational fear.
Who is the freak? Who is the freak? Should we shake the hand of fate and seek to exterminate? Who is the freak? Who is the freak? It doesn't take a second look to fill you in a comic book. Who is the freak? Who is the freak? Ain't it a riot? He came to society.
Struggling free.
Fiend, come back here, you monster. Show yourself. Did you see him? Did you see him? He's not a man. There was a beast in here a minute ago. Superhuman in strength.
Bill, there's something wrong with Roger.
What? Oh, my God. Roger. Roger, can you hear me?
My heart.
Oh, Jesus, Roger. What has he done to you? Roger, that creature is responsible for this. Oh, Roger, speak to me.
It was just an accident. Oh, Roger, all he did was knock you down. You're gonna be okay. Do you hear me?
Why?
Why what, Roger? Come on, old pal. Don't kick out on me now. Listen to me, old buddy. We've been through it all together, right? I mean, everything. You willed me half of the business, didn't you?
Pill!
Not now, honey. This is important. Roger, tell me you came through for me. 50%, right? I gotta have veto power on the BOD. You know that! Roger, what did you say? What?
45%.
45%? 45%? You four-flushing old codger!
Leave him alone!
Roger! Oh, Roger!
The horror. The horror.
He's dead!
Believe we met. You don't know me at all, but you know my regret. There's a man in that house there whose heart has stopped beating by the strength of my hand, and a voice keeps repeating, you killed me, old codger. You killed the old codger. The bird of destiny swooped, she just couldn't dodge her. You killed the old codger. Excuse this tardy exposition, but understand my unique position. It seems I've been thrust on a crazy scene where being ugly is reason to be treated mean. You know what I mean?
You killed my friend Roger.
You killed dear Roger. The bird of destiny swooped and just can dodge her.
You killed my friend Roger.
Don't, if you will, be so quick to judge. Against all you people I harbor no grudge. You assaulted me first, now tell which is worse, the initial attack or that I fought back and I killed the old codger,
a cold-blooded me.
I killed the old codger,
will avenge him with speed.
The bird of destiny swooped, but you just couldn't dodge her.
You I killed my friend Roger.
Imagine, picture if you will in your higher minds, the birth of an unspeakably deformed creature who strives at first to break the chains of his monstrosity and live amongst humankind, but is persecuted, assaulted, and held responsible for the death of a man with a weak ticker. Does this only prove that a monster can be nothing more than a monster? That indeed all of us are locked within our narrow predestinations?
Sir, excuse me, sir.
What? What is the meaning of this? Can't you see I'm on here?
Of course, sir, but there's been a complication with Frankenstein and Igor. It seems the actors, drank some bad vodka, sir. The director sent these script revisions.
Give me that. As I was saying, have Dr. Frankenstein and Igor created a monster in every sense of the word? Is it time to attend the School of Hard Knocks? They have completed their homework, ladies and gentlemen. But can they pass the test with flying colors?
Igor, are you seeing what I'm seeing?
Why? What are you seeing?
A shitload of stuff, Igor. Do you think we really spiked that vodka by accident?
I think that's safe to say. Either some asshole just opened Pandora's box, or I'm tripping my balls off.
Jesus! You heard that too?
Heard what? I thought I just saw Jesus walking in the street there.
Igor, pull yourself together. Somehow I don't think the second coming of Christ would take place in Chicago.
Don't be so sure!
Igor?
I heard that one.
You cowards! You who created me! You who made me despicable and left me prone to persecution! Look at you now!
Who are you?
You know who I am, Doctor! I wear a crown of thorns because of you! The first thing I felt upon entering this world was pain. And though I try to mingle peacefully with the masses, it is only pain that I may cause. Therefore, I will direct my attentions to you and make you chase me to the ends of the earth to finish what you started. Because I have learned, and you should have known before, that there is no place anywhere for a monster.
What?
It's in your head, Dr. Frankenstein.
Igor, what's happening?
Gee, I sure wish we had that strobe light to play with right about now. Did you check out the trails when you turn your head real fast?
Hey, Igor, this is no joke. It's raining cats and dogs, I'm half out of my mind, and my clothes are soaked.
That rhymed.
That's it. This is the last straw. I can't believe I'm handcuffed to such an idiot.
Doctor, with all due respect to your experience, and in full cognizance of the fact that you've taught me everything I know, I'd like to cite an example of where you don't practice what you preach. I quote from your essay entitled, "The Importance of Setting During a Psychedelic Experience," "The tripper should not be subjected in any circumstances to attacks upon his person or character."
This is no guided tour tonight, Igor.
Who's that?
This is God, Igor, speaking directly to you.
Oh my God! I mean, yeah.
You have a mission, Igor. Are you listening?
Yes, of course. Am I going to get to see you, my lord?
Sorry, Igor, but you didn't take that large dose.
Igor, who the hell are you talking to?
Watch your mouth, Doctor. I've got the Heavenly Father on the line here.
Oh, this is too much. Don't you realize what's at stake here? We've got a man-killing monster on the loose, and it's up to us to put a stop to him. We have the lives of innocents in our hands.
Jesus!
Where?
No, the monster! I heard him this time.
Okay, listen carefully, Igor. We are tripping on LSD. We don't know our asses from little tiny holes in the ground, Igor. That's right. Our very rectums evade us. We're crazy.
We're nuts.
Bonkers.
Raving mad.
We've lost our minds completely, Igor. But we've got to find that monster. We've made a terrible mistake. And now we've got to fix it.
What are we gonna do?
We're gonna pray, Igor. We're gonna pray.
Oh, that's a fine idea. I just talked to God and he was less than sympathetic.
Well, let's at least see if we can get out of these cuffs. Igor, do you hear something?
No, nothing that's there at least.
Okay, we've got to get out of these cuffs. Crying out loud. I'm so wasted, never gonna get anything accomplished.
Wait, let's try the fire escape.
The fire escape? Igor, our reasoning skills leave a little something to be desired right now. And one other thing.
Yeah?
I think I'm peeking.
Yeah.
We may be handcuffed, Igor, but I'll tell you one thing. I'm fit to be tied!
When the moon is green and glowing, flowing, you realize Darwin had it lied. As you see the hair on your knuckles growing, caught in the white coat, you're fit to be tied. Yeah, I'm fit to be tied. Sizzled and frown. My Dr. Frankenstein, I just backed out. All in the white coat.